we have the head coach of the USF football team, Alex Golish, alongside his family's here. I guess a wife and one kid decided to stay in the seats. They're getting some food during the intermission or what?
Yeah, Mr. Griggs is taking care of us pretty well, so they're enjoying the suite.
Okay, but your son Barrett is alongside here to get the view from the press box. Well, first of all, congratulations on your first season with USF. You had a winning record. You had a tremendous victory in a bowl game. I'm wondering, when you're a first-year head coach at the college football level, what kind of expectations do you have, did you have, going into that year? And did you meet those expectations, exceed them? Or were your expectations higher than what you guys achieved?
Yeah, you know, I think maybe a little bit different than most. I always thought that we'll get to where we got to go as fast as we imagine we can. I said it when I took the job, we're going to get as good as we can, as fast as we can, and never put a ceiling on it. And to be honest with you, I evaluated it day by day and never really worried about the record. I'm smart enough to understand I get evaluated on the record, but I never really worried about, man, we got to get to this at this point, and just tried to present the best game plan we could every week and recruit as hard as we can and lay a foundation, set standards within the program, set standards for every single thing that we do, and really attack our process more than worry about winning and losing. And at the end of it, we ended up with a winning record and finished off the season extremely well, which gave us some momentum in recruiting. And you know, there's no free agency, and so you've got to recruit and you've got to work every single day to put the best roster together. And I feel like we're heading into year two with a lot of momentum.
I don't know much about the portal, but it seems like this portal has turned college athletics on its ear. How have you been able to navigate that?
Yeah, I think taking this job, I knew the portal could be a really big advantage for us, just where we are geographically here in Tampa. There's so many players. There's so many players that are here. There's so many people that recruit this area that kids inevitably are going to leave and go north, go west. And I always wanted to be that home sweet home, that if they wanted to come home, I wanted to give guys an opportunity to come home. So we've attacked the portal in a way such that we're giving guys an opportunity to come back, and it's been huge for us. We've majority of our guys that we've taken out of the portal have been Florida kids. A ton from the Bay Area, and again, I think it'll continue to be an advantage for us as long as we continue to stack wins and continue to build a foundation for something great.
It's great to see that exclamation point at the end of the season, 45-0 over Syracuse in a bowl game. Does that give you momentum in terms of recruiting? Do players, high school players or maybe college players that may be looking at the portal, look at that result and say, hey, what's going on over there?
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways it certainly does. You know, the great thing about bowl games is you get to keep playing. You know, you get another month of practice, you get to keep playing. And then at the end of it, we were on TV on a Thursday night on national TV. Nothing else was on TV. And so it gave a lot of people an opportunity to see what we are and who we are. And I think it was a ton of momentum. It helped us with this next recruiting class. Certainly helped close with some portal kids that said, man, like, they're not that far off from going and doing some really, really big things. So I think it was a ton of momentum heading into January.
Well, we're having you on, Alex Golish, by the way, USF head coach, joining us in between periods because there is a spring football game coming up. It's Saturday, April 13th at 2 p.m. at Corbett Stadium. If you can't attend, you can listen to the game on 102.5 The Bone. Spring practice in football, I found very interesting working in a different sport, because in hockey, you have a training camp that leads right into the preseason, which leads right into the regular season. If you do well, you have the playoffs, and then the season is over. It's like, we'll see in the fall, right?
Hey.
Football obviously has a different feel to it. What do you hope to accomplish out of the spring season, knowing that meaningful games are still months away?
Yeah, I think this is what I told our guys, really the dark days of college football. There's nobody watching. There's no fans in the stands. There will be on April 13th, but this is really where you just perfect your craft. This is where you get better, and you hope to leave spring with a foundation of what you are as a team, a level of toughness, a level schematically that you feel comfortable with. And in a lot of ways, with the portal, as you mentioned earlier, now it's where are our holes? Where are we deficient? And where are we really good? And so you have an opportunity in 15 practices to sit down as a staff and say, you know what, we better fill a hole here that we didn't think was going to happen. There's also, unlike professional hockey, certainly there's guys that were freshmen last year that didn't play any, if maybe played a little bit. Well, those guys are now 6, 7, 8 months older. They're 6, 7, 8 months bigger, stronger, and it's their first opportunity to really show you, man, coach, this is what I can do. And so there's so many things out of 15 practices you can accomplish primarily from a roster standpoint. You know, you keep it relatively simple. You allow guys to go play fast so that you can truly evaluate, and you allow guys to compete at a high level. And then when it's all said and done, you kind of sit back and you say, man, where do we need to regroup here? And so it's a season where there is no end in sight, really,
right,
other than you just continue to work and perfect your craft and individually, as a unit, offensively, defensively, and then certainly as a full team.
Last question. It's your family's first hockey game. I know you were at a game here last year. What do you make of the similarities and the differences? You're watching this, I'm sure, with football in the back of your mind, but thinking about how football and hockey kind of converge and diverge at the same time.
Yeah, I think my son said it best. You know, Bear said, man, like, it's never ending. We walked up here to the radio booth and he's like, man, these guys got to be talking fast, right? Yeah. There's not a pause in the action. You know, it's so fascinating. You see an attempt to create a bunch of one-on-one matchups, which is exactly what we're trying to do. And there's a grit and a toughness that goes to every single possession, and you can will yourself to keep the puck on the offensive end. And it's really fascinating to watch how competitive and how tough these dudes are. We went down and we were in the penalty box for warm-ups. Just what kind of athletes these guys are.
Yeah.
It's quite incredible, the size of these guys, what they can do on skates. But as you watch it, it's such a back-and-forth strategic battle offensively and defensively. I think the most fascinating thing for them is the line changes.
Yes.
It's like, man, I'm tired, I'm going. Fascinating.
Well, great to have you up here, Coach Alex Golish. Good luck with the spring season, the game. Obviously, best wishes for continued success when the fall season arrives. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it. Go Bulls and go Bolt.